This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and dedicated to the nation various development projects worth around 12,930 crore rupees in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, the projects launched today will give thrust to Viksit Uttar Pradesh and Viksit Bharat. He said that today's program highlights the work culture of BJP's double engine growth. He added that his government remains committed to completing all projects in a time-bound manner.
Viksit Bharat ki connectivity kaisi hogi? Ye uski ek shandar jhanki hai. Shahar ke bhitar ke liye metro और ट्वीन सिटीज के विजन को गति देने के लिए नमो भारत जैसी आधुनिक ट्रेन मुझे संतोष है ये काम उत्तर प्रदेश में हुआ है.
Prime Minister Modi also flagged off Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train at Shatabdi Nagar Namo Bharat station this afternoon. Mr. Modi also undertook a metro ride till Meerut South station. On the occasion, the Prime Minister dedicated to the nation entire 82 kilometres Delhi to Meerut Namo Bharat corridor. Prime Minister Modi today exuded pride that the Inter-AI Impact Summit has proved to be a turning point in the trajectory of how the world will utilise the power of AI in the future. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister highlighted that leaders from many countries, industry leaders, innovators, and people associated with the startup sector came together at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the AI Impact Summit.
Summit में दुनिया भर के leaders को बहुत प्रभावित किया. पहला product अमूल के बूथ पर था. इसमें बताया गया कि कैसे AI जानवरों का इलाज करने में हमारी मदद कर रही है और कैसे 24/7 AI असिस्टेंट की मदद से किसान अपनी डेयरी और जानवर का हिसाब रखते हैं. दुनिया भर के लीडर्स ये देखकर हैरत में पड़ गए कि कैसे AI की मदद से हम हमारे प्राचीन ग्रंथों को, हमारी पांडुलिपियों को संरक्षित कर रहे हैं.
The Prime Minister noted that the world got to see India's amazing capabilities in the field of AI at the summit. During this period, India also launched 3 Made in India AI models. Mr. Modi hailed the summit for being the biggest AI summit ever. He congratulated all the citizens for the success of the summit.
इस समिट में दुनिया को AI के क्षेत्र में भारत की अद्भुत क्षमताएं देखने को मिली है. इस दौरान भारत ने 3 मेड इन इंडिया AI मॉडल भी लॉन्च किए. यह अपने आप में अब तक की सबसे बड़ी AI समिट रही है.
On the subject of the ongoing T20 World Cup, Mr. Modi remarked that many Indian origin players are participating in the championship. He said the Canadian team has the highest number of players of Indian origin. Rajaji Utsav is being celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. The Prime Minister stated that on this occasion, a statue of C. Rajagopalachari, the first Indian Governor General of Independent India, will replace the statue of British architect Edwin Lutyens in the central courtyard of the Rashtrapati Bhavan. The Prime Minister exuded pride that farmers in India are now focusing not just on production, but also on quality, value addition and new markets. Delhi police has busted a terror module allegedly linked to the Pakistan-based outfit Lashkar-e-Tayyaba with its handler operating from Bangladesh. Briefing media today in New Delhi, Additional Commissioner of Police Pramod Kumar Kushwaha said 8 persons have been arrested in coordinated operations across Kolkata and Tamil Nadu. He said among them are 7 Bangladeshi nationals and 1 Indian national identified as a native of West Bengal. 17 Afghan civilians have been killed and a dozen others injured as Pakistan Air Force conducted airstrikes targeting civilian residential areas along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border region. And in ICC T20 Cricket World Cup 2026, India will begin their Super 8 campaign against South Africa at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. In the Super 8 stage, Group 1 includes India, Zimbabwe, West Indies and South Africa, while Group 2 consists of Pakistan, Sri Lanka, England and New Zealand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.